Good day, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Scott Manning, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Everybody knows you love these things. This is when we're at our best. Because we love just refocusing on, you know, the things that really matter. You get caught up in the busyness, you get bothered by the circumstance in the world. So just throw that out of my mind, we get to be here.
Yeah, I love it. And as we were preparing for today, I was in this spirit of contemplating the state of the world, which is the common denominator, pretty much everywhere coast to coast right now, is that everybody is back in school mode, whether you have kids or not. That seems to be what dictates a lot of life, given the season of time of year. And so, by now, let's face it, all of the future leaders of this great country are back in school. It's an exciting moment where all these kids, young adults, you know, they have this opportunity to gain insight and wisdom as they take the next step in creating, which you and I totally believe in, right, because we have a say in this, in creating what their future self looks like. So I say, let's carry this energy of school spirit, without the pom-poms, of course, and discuss opportunities we all have when it comes down to our ways to create something special for not just our patients, which is obvious, of course, but also our team, our practices, and most importantly, why we are all together in this amazing, extraordinary DST universe, our mission, which is to get more people more committed to their health than ever before, with the byproduct being that they will all be better humans because of it. So, Scott, take it away, my friend.
Well, Kevin, you passionately say so much more eloquently than what I ever could. But I think that, first of all, you know, this theme of back to school or seasons or stages of life, or, you know, all these things are real, right? So why resist it? Why not go with it? You know, like, I think that the whole point is maximize opportunities at hand, but also be a creator of opportunity. And everything has, you know, there's always an excuse or a reason, right? Is it not the same thing? It's just a different word. So it's how you look at it. So we can use the year, the calendar, the holidays, the tool, you know, we can use this as an excuse, or we can use it as a reason. And so today, I'm going to take a little spin and a little liberty here on this, but today what I thought made such an impact was the concept of maybe not missing the obvious, such an obvious thing of what we have in our ability to influence, our ability to be creators. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of times we get distracted by circumstance, by weather, by people falling out of the schedule, by the school. You know, I had somebody the other day was talking about there's always a team member gone. I said, what the hell? How can you play on a team where all the team members don't show up? Like in a sports team, that wouldn't happen. Like, right? You wouldn't have a team member back because you have to plan for a full team. So it's like sometimes we get caught up in the outliers, the variables, the discrepancies, and we just really lose sight of all that we have available to us to control, which is a whole lot. I hope, Kevin, I don't know if you're getting any reverberation. I'm hearing myself back in my ear, but if it's just me, then we're good.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. See, that's exactly what I was saying. I'm talking in my own head, and usually I confuse the shit out of myself. So anyways, I think it's my ear pods are playing tricks on me, but so here's what I am saying today. Kevin's point of school, time of year, all this. let's remember that we have built success on a rock-solid foundation, and not to miss the obvious opportunities that are in front of us.
So
I'm going to just lay out a few thoughts. The first is to remember the daily success system. You have built, I'm not talking about us, you have built a system you can rely on that is steadfast every day. That means you have to have impeccability with your morning huddles. That means every person has to show up prepared and owns their role in creation, okay, in opportunity awareness and opportunity assessment. Every team member is responsible for preparation leading to prioritization out of that morning huddle. So this is kind of a double-edged sword. Success system originates actually when you wake up in the morning and you make a decision to have a great day. You put your feet on the floor and you stand up, you take a deep breath, and you choose to have, as Kevin says, choose to be extraordinary with a positive attitude. That's really where it begins. But in the practice world, our success system begins in the morning huddle. You're going to make or break the day before it begins by the execution in the morning huddle. Secondly, right, we make people's days, and then we make ours, right? So like every patient interaction, we are up-leveling patients with trust, okay, right, with positive energy, with educating and elevating their view of oral health and the value they place on themselves. So we have this opportunity every single time, every patient. At the end of your day, though, you also have a bookend. You have an accountability measure. Because any team playing the game without looking at the score, without seeing how in their stats, there's no athlete, and you're the dental and the life athlete, who isn't checking in on how they did. So end of day, you let your day run out and you start the next one without concluding the last one, you're going to start digging yourself a bigger hole. You're going to start loading your shoulders with burden, okay, and stressing yourself out, because there's a cleansing method of creating conclusions. It's healthy. It's healthy. Just like many of you on this call, you're doing your gratitude journals at the end of the day. You're doing your check-ins with your significant other, your spouse, with your children. Healthiest thing you do with the children, right? What'd you learn today? Tell me something great that happened. You know, if you want bonus extra credit, we say, what are you most excited about for tomorrow? You don't do most excited about for tomorrow today, right? You got to have done it yesterday. So all of these things are the success system. And there's a lot more to it, obviously. But so many people are waiting for problems to arise to then have something to do, instead of being proactive with the opportunity you have to control and create. Okay? So that's first and foremost. Now, I'll throw this back to Kevin Steele. He's going to make something out of it. But then what we're going to do is we're going to practice what we just preached, and we're going to talk about the obvious ways to successfully be creators and the opportunities that are laying in front of you every day. And sometimes, Kevin, you know, we make things too damn hard. And when we first met all of our wonderful friends here, we made a promise of work smarter, not harder. Well, working smarter usually has to do with simplifying, slowing down, and actually doing less but more, as Kevin would say, vitally important, significant things. So today we're going to drill down on a couple of those vitally important, significant things and work smarter, not harder. So, Kevin, you're dust all my mumbo jumbo here. You can bring it back down into reality.
I love it. And since we're going to get into more tactical, I'm going to keep it a bit broad at this moment. As you were wrapping up there, the one thing that came to my mind, and I'm sure I heard it somewhere, is don't wait create, right? Like, don't wait for something to happen in order for you to do something. Be out in front of it. Be the catalyst instead of the person who's reacting. Because those who create, those are who are the catalysts, those who put energy towards something are the leaders, are the ones who will achieve their objectives more than others. And so I want to make a couple of points about creation, because I don't want to take for granted that people have a clear definition of what that is, and of course I'm just offering mine. Creation doesn't mean new. Okay, friends? So it's not like, oh, how do we create something new? How do we create something different? That's not what it's about. Creation, in my opinion, means this. We are putting energy towards something that already exists. In other words, we're like the spark. So something's smoldering, poosh, we're the spark, and all of a sudden, pow, here's this flame, right? Like the energy gets released, the heat, the momentum, you know, whatever kind of analogy that you would, you know, ultimately like to come up with. So I'm giving you some relief here that we're not trying to do more, different, new, nothing of that nature. It's about, as Scott was mentioning, controlling what we know we can control, knowing what we can put energy towards, because, friends, creation is a gift that most people don't put time, thought, or energy towards. So don't miss out on what it is we can control. We can control data. What does the data tell us so that we can extrapolate the data and do something with it? We control the vibe, energy, emotion, intention that we bring towards relationships. What is that? Like, friends, Scott has been using this obvious. It can be that simple. Do the obvious, put energy and effort positively with good intention to things that are simple, replicatable, and relatable. I have been using that so much of late to help relieve people of complexity, of this pressure of new, different, more, bigger, better, the whole deal. It isn't that way, friends. And that's the beauty of what we're talking about today that Scott's about to get into with some of the specifics that we have prepared as we've gone into that. And so I want to leave it there to pass it back on to you, Scott, because I want to give everybody this moment of relief that we're not going to give them 500 new things to do, 500 new things to consider. We're actually going to just prioritize in a custom way for each of us of where that opportunity exists for us to put energy towards it and be the spark.
My goodness. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. I love that you added that word relatable. So let's be relatable. So, Kevin, look, for all of our DST Universe people here, so I'm gonna give you two double whammies because we always talk ourselves out of time. Maybe I'll chop it in half and let Kevin respond. So first and foremost, when we talk about creating opportunity, I want you to think about, you know, tactile or tangible strategic moves, okay? So number one is like literally going back to basics on pictures, proof, and pain. Making sure that your photography is dialed in rock solid and that you're not going through the motions. Like, okay, sure, it's easy to do photographs on a new patient experience. What about existing people? Okay, what about, you know, if you have limited exams and you haven't mastered the art of upgrade? Upgrade is another opportunity creator. In every single aspect of patient engagement, from the phone to the consult to the patient, the conference exam, to the treatment presentation, to the hygiene, to the appliance delivery, to the implant check, to every single thing, there is always an upgrade opportunity. Upgrade. You might also use the term enhancement, okay? So first of all, opportunity creator is, you know, tangibly, photography. Next would be how we can upgrade or enhance. Everything we look at, we don't see what's there, we see what isn't there. In this case, the obvious is the unobvious to the patient, to the eye. But to you, it should be obvious. What's the next level up? The third thing I want to remind, again, this is about a basic concept, is questions. Every single person in the practice should have, for their vantage point, questions that are, you know, in your repertoire, right? This is every time. As a clinical assistant, as a surgical assistant, as a, you know, TMJ assistant, as a hygienist, as a treatment coordinator, front desk reception person, whoever, we're saying, okay, certain questions every time for patient engagement. And we're not going into that today. Kevin and Megan crushed this. By the way, we have advanced training, which so many people were at last month. Many people, the next eventually coming up. So it's all about the quality of the question, right, is going to determine the quality of the output you get from the patient. And we went over these the last 3 months. We've been talking about how to better prepare, set up the doctor, how to better prepare, set up the patient. We've talked about engaging questions, examples, okay? So tell me more. What do you think? Just avoid yes and no closed questions. Keep them open-ended places for people to play questions, okay? So the other idea of creation, of opportunity creation, very simple again, is there's got to be a next step. There's always a next step. And I was actually just doing this today with a powerful person, a wonderful doctor, and we were talking about that old famous saying of we have healthy hygiene patients. I said, well, there's always a next step, even still. First of all, we can repurpose, we can upgrade, we can redo. There's a million things we could have happen, but sometimes the next step is the testimonial, the review, the family and friend, the co-worker healthcare partnership. But most of the time, the next step is, you know, is selling the membership, is, you know, upgrading to an implant or, you know, a full set of veneers instead of a one-piece solution. So there's always things. Sometimes the next step is already in the chart. It's in the pathway to health. But it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. So I've given you four or five things already that all have to do with creating opportunity. Most of it comes back from what we talked about the last 3 months. How in the hell we stretched it out for 3 months? That's because it's when it's about people, there's no way that you ever come to an end point when it's about people, because your curiosity drives creation, see? Your genuine interest and authenticity drives creation. You never reach an endpoint. It's a full continuum. I'm going to stop there. But opportunity creation. And then I'm going to go to sort of like brass tacks straight into like making money, getting paid, you know, and driving this home in terms of our personal creation opportunities to hit goals and, you know, create collection growth.
Scott, I just want to add one comment there and then turn it back over to you, because you do have this, you know, wonderful list of specifics that can be really helpful, and it's this, friends. When you think of creation, one of the things that makes creation easier and more predictable is consistency. Example, I had a training with one of my favorite group of hygienists, happened to be today. And we were just talking about the opportunities that exist to be able to go beyond the traditional services that are presented in a, you know, standard hygiene visit, right? And one of the comments that came is they said, well, you know, Kevin, when we're, you know, trying to reach our production goals for the month, this and another, it can be difficult because, you know, we don't have the time. It gets pushed into the next month, this and another whole deal. And I said, well, friends, I said, one of the things that solves that is consistency. Because when you're creating, quote unquote, more each patient every day, every week, every month for the entire year, you never have a gap. And so consistency to a process that's predictable, consistency to a process that is relatable, consistency to a process that is simple to follow is what aids creation. You know, one of the things that I tell people all the time is I believe why I was blessed to have been successful in the terms of standards for the industry I was in prior to joining forces with Scott was that I created a process that was so simple and boring, and I replicated it client after client after client, and I didn't mess with it. Did I tweak it a little bit here and there? And, you know, of course, but I found something that worked that I could do consistently time and time again with persistence, with accuracy, with consistency. And so as you listen to Scott talk about some more of these specifics and any time that we would do it or Megan or myself or anything, is figure out how to be consistent and avoid the gaps. You fill in the gaps. The less gaps you have, the easier it is to create.
Wow. Well, you know, listen, I think that this is you know, what I love most of all, Kevin, that you're saying is going to the consistency because, you know, we're a broken record. If you stream these podcasts together and you listen to them all, you're going to hear something very simple, which is called the hardest part of success is the discipline to rinse and repeat. It is that's what we're talking about, the daily success system, opportunity creation. We're talking about the mundane, obvious, easy, simple, work smarter, not harder. Things are the leverage point. And as I often say to doctors and champions event attendees, very first fundamental place, I always say, imagine the impact, okay, when you take one tweak, one change, one consistency, and you multiply that by every patient interaction every single day. Okay, you're talking about literally thousands. So one of the key things, Kevin, to growth, which actually we're going to jump into, let's take a traditional modality of practice, sometimes called general, family, restorative, whatever. If you simply did two teeth instead of one, four teeth instead of two, six or eight or 10 or 12 instead of, right, a quarter or a quadrant at a time, like it blows the doors off. But partly why we expect $1 million in growth is because there's easily 5,000, otherwise known as four crowns, okay, four crowns a day in four people's mouths or in four corners of one person's mouth that are simply negated. They're simply lost because of a lack of consistency or a lack of sticking to the daily success system and being prepared, or letting busyness and rushing and all these things, okay, create these half-baked, half-assed, cut-off, segmented conversations instead of really sticking to that whole closed-loop continuum. We have way too many – I'm going to get excited and say the fantastic word. Okay, the thing is, Kevin – there's way too many end points throughout a day and not enough beginning points, right? Not enough continuum points, not enough full circle, as you guys said, connected patient experience. So here's what we're doing, Kev. We're talking about money, all right? We're talking about if everybody wants paid in Google reviews or they want paid in real dollars. That's what we're talking about here, okay? So real dollars. Every single day we have to check. You know, we cover the bases. Base number one, who owes us money? Today, in our schedule, somebody had better counted it up. Either the money was owed before, or it's owed right now, or it's owed in the future. Goes back to Kevin and Megan's past, present, future. It applies to money too, okay? Number next, we have any diagnostic opportunity today that we can present. Obviously, it goes back to creation. And then we're going to ask for the money. We're presenting all the treatment, all the pathway to health. We're presenting the vision, not the visits. We're getting paid on the path or the plan, not the procedure. Simple concept, paid on the path or the plan, not the procedure. The second part of this, very important, third, is get, you know, if we're going to do insurance at all and just in general, get paid for what you do. If you're doing lots of therapies or lasers or follow-ups, the patient doesn't understand, oh, you give me something for free. I love you even more. No, I don't give a shit. I don't understand it. I value it when I pay for it. It's a simple concept. Nobody cares about you sandwiching all this free stuff and pretending like, you know, your heart is pitter-pattering because you have low deserve level. No, the patient values what they invest in. So be tougher, be bolder, build more value, get paid for what you do, whether that's in hygiene, whether that's in a surgery, whether that's, you know, restorative, whatever it is, okay? The only one you're shortchanging is actually yourself, your team, and your patients because you're suppressing the value, all right? The next one is make sure that you don't run out of time in your triangles of trust to make sure that people are ringing the cash register before they leave. So many times we get busy and then we don't finish the job. We don't run through the finish line. We just run up to tiptoe and say, oh, I'll cross the finish line next week when I have more time. That looks like I'll email you. That looks like I'll check with the insurance and send you the predeterminations or estimated benefits, blah, blah, blah. That looks like I'll call you when we get it figured out, or we'll see you next time and we'll go over it. We pass the buck, okay? We kick it forward. We punt, and we're not even at the fourth down, okay? So there's so many holes in a bucket of money flowing around the practice because you are great opportunity creators. But guess what? You also have to be real great opportunity closers. Okay? And then we have to say, follow up. Okay? There should be an element of dialing for dollars every single day because there's opportunity pent up inside of the practice, but not in the physical space of the practice that we need to be cultivators of, not waiting. Okay? Only in dentistry is there's this idea of the only patients that matter today are the ones that we're going to see in person. The reality of it is the other ones outnumber it 100 or 1,000, okay, to one. So it cannot be one single person's fractional moment of time when it's convenient to be working the books, okay, dialing for dollars, executing the schedule, collecting on the money. Okay, we got to do it. We have to prioritize. In our world, we talk about abundance and prosperity, but it really comes back down to the law of attraction. Either we're allowing things to be attracted to us, or we're putting up all these barriers around us, repelling things away. And once again, it goes back to excuse or reason. Right? The same thing is in front of you. It's just a matter of which one you let it be. So let's make sure that we stay in total alignment with winning. Because when we win with the patient, we win in all other ways. But not if we stop short, not if we put up things around us, not if we self-sabotage, not if we don't see this whole thing as a continuum and link it all together. It really is very important because opportunity creation has to also be opportunity conversion or closing, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So that's it. Kevin, I know we're out of time. I'll let you punch him out with a couple things to do. And I'll see you all next month. And thanks so much, Kevin, for taking us back to school.
I love it. Great tactical opportunities for everybody. And so what I want to end with is something very simple. When each of you in every role within the patient experience that you play is to find just one area where you can create with more simplicity, create with more consistency and to create in a way that is more relatable. So my three things, simplicity, being able to replicate it, and being able to make it relatable. And friends, there is magic there. And if you can create your own internal systems that are consistent, it will aid in the creation of good, the catalyst that you can be, the spark that you are, for the most worthy thing that is available to all of us, which is getting people healthy, both physically, but also mentally and emotionally. Friends, we are honored to be with you on this journey. Let us know what we can do to help you, and let's go get them. We're already in school. Let's make the most of it. All right, friends, thank you all for listening in to the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Let's all amplify our school spirit until we are together again. Let's go get them, friends. We'll talk soon.